have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I was created for. Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom. God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you so much for that introduction song. It is Cedric Ford. Amen. None other than we were created for worship. Amen. And I just thank the Lord for that. That seems to be our theme song. So appropriate for Shabbat Saturday. I just thank the Lord that we were indeed created to worship. Did you know that, people of God? The Bible says, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. You created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. You were created to worship, people of God. Our Lord and our Savior, hallelujah, how excellent is his name in all the earth. So we come today in such a great anticipation. Certainly, right now, I Shabbat him and I lift up my hands and I bless his name. Amen. The name of Jesus, Yeshua. Amen. The name that is above every other name. So we bless his holy name. We Shabbat him on today. Amen. We praise his wonderful and majestic name here on Shabbat Saturday. His name is Elohim. He is our God. His name is Jehovah Jireh. Amen. His name is Jehovah Adonai, who is our master. He is complete. He is self-existing. He is present, always revealed in Jesus. Amen. And I'm so grateful because of his character. He is not a God that he should lie. What he has said, he intends to do in the name of Jesus. I am so grateful that he sent his word and he healed us and forgave us of all of our sins. He heals all of our disease and, listen, all of our dis-ease. Amen. He's able to make every bitter experience sweet. Hallelujah. And you know what else? He sanctifies us. He consecrates us through his word and through his blood, and he has set us apart for himself. He is our God. Amen. Altogether wonderful. And I'm so grateful and so thankful for the word, but most importantly, that he has given us his word that gives us life and life more abundantly. Well, listen, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday. I am Apostle Dawn, amen, also known as PD, and that's what we do, people of God. So I welcome you for stopping by and listening in. We are giving God all the glory on this Shabbat Saturday. And then telling you, there is no other reason for me not to be here, for all that he has done for me. My God, today, I don't have the time to give you my personal testimony, and maybe I will on one of these Saturdays, but it is such a privilege to come before you today. Truly, no one else gets the glory or compares with you, Jesus. Amen. So we acknowledge him. Amen. And I pray for a fresh enablement, a fresh empowerment of the Holy Spirit in this moment here, space and place called Shabbat Saturday. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory now and forever. Amen and amen. We have been given this great, hallelujah, authority. We have been given this great kingship. Amen. Because we are kingdom ambassadors and citizens in the name of Jesus. We are of a royal priesthood, amen, even though we're in this world, but we're not of this world, glory to God. We carry a different fragrance and aroma, people of God. We are the light and the salt, amen, in this world, in this earth, amen. And I'm so, so very honored again to come before you to encourage you, our listening audience, because this is the day that the Lord has made, has created just for you in this moment. Amen. You should be rejoicing and be glad in it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on. Shabbat him. Glory to God. I rejoice and I am glad in it. I rejoice in him always. Again, the word says, I rejoice. I delight myself in him, my God, today. And I am happy because God is my Lord. I thank him for loving me. Hallelujah. And he rejoices over me with joy, is what the scripture says. He has redeemed me. He has redeemed you. So we come with praise. We come with a Shabbat, and everlasting joy is upon our heads, my God, today. That's good news to me. We obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing flees away, is what the scripture says. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is emancipation. There is, hallelujah, freedom from bondage. We walk in liberty, so we shove him with joyful lips in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, I am on one. Hallelujah. Well, listen, last week I shared about many being in a state of worry and are in such a state of being frantic and anxious. This spirit of fear and intimidation in this fast-paced world that we live in right now. Can you see how quickly the days are passing, the weeks are passing, the months are passing, and we worry too much, people of God. Hallelujah. We forget who our God is. He is not schizophrenic. He is not missing in action. He is not AWOL. I mean, people are abusing drugs, taking illegal drugs, taking over-the-counter drugs, just to forget about what is happening around them, to be lost in space in their minds. But worry is something that is affecting all of us. I understand that even from the pulpit, psychiatric beds, hospitals, schools, even taking all and some to early graves. But I'm here to remind you that you don't have to live as a warrior, as I shared with you last week, because we are victors. And just like our model says, we speak victory in the name of Jesus, and we speak the word in the name of Jesus. But today, I want to move to another topic that it was laid upon my heart recently. And do you see this great move and this theme that seems to be moving through, particularly the people of God? And that is, one, he is calling us to walk in unity, but in order to walk in unity, we need to walk in obedience. And the scripture I have is Isaiah 41:18. But let me say, as long as we continue to obey God, he is destined to take care of you in the midst of this chaos, in the midst of the famine that they are headlining, amen, my God, today. And that's a whole different topic that I want to share. In the midst of dry places, let obedience be your mantle in this hour. The scripture is, I will open rivers in high places. Listen, if the Lord can tell Moses to strike a rock and produce water, if he can separate the waters, amen. If he can create a stream and a brook in a famine to a prophet, amen, who declared and decreed the famine, come on. And it says, and fountains in the midst of valleys, I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. We are to walk in complete obedience in this hour, not our own theologies or analogies or philosophies, not our own doctrine, amen, or dogma, but the God that has been proven, that has been tried, has been tested, and it says that it is eternally established. And my prayer today, I'm going to go to another, a whole different thread with this in obedience, but particularly with this passing, what the Supreme Court decided to do, and I say, look at the boss move of our God, amen, regarding Roe versus Wade, amen. Our Father God, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, my God, today, and he has given us, again, authority in this earth realm. He told us to have dominion and rule in the name of Jesus. And if we are supposed to be walking in the image of him, should we not be speaking like him, thinking like him, moving like him? The scripture that comes to mind is, in him I live and move and have my being. Glory to God. Well, I just thank him and bless him on today, because I can see that even in that decision by the highest court in our nation, God is moving behind the scenes. Amen. Telling you, people of God, I even decreed this, I should say declared this, amen, because only the king can make decrees. Hallelujah. And that's a whole different topic there. But I declare that our God, amen, particularly at the beginning of this month, because I feel that this month, the beginning of it, marks a shift, a change in the kingdom of God, where our Father, you know, it says in the word, where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. Hallelujah. And the devil will never outdo our Father. But because of his name, because of the power in his name, amen, I thank him for the intercession and the prayers, amen, and supplications that have been going forth and continue to go forth. I'm even led to say that because God is going to totally astound us, amen, and do a new thing as we continue to obey him and surrender unto him, amen, in all of our ways. Listen, you have to change your mindset, change your perceptions, change your beliefs, amen. Even some of you have to change your understanding. I know that I just posted recently, you know, the more I think I know nothing. Glory to God. Because those things that seem right to me, unless they please the Father, unless they're motivated, amen, by the Holy Spirit, it means nothing. The Bible says when a man's ways please the Lord, you will make even his enemy at peace with him. You will put him in a position and place to be blessed. You know, we are to seek his ways. We are to come into his will. I know there's a lot of talk about the permissive will of God, but listen, the word of God, The Bible, the Word of God, that is what says life's basic principles for living. That is the standard by which we live, glory to God. And we need to seek his ways, come into his will and the knowledge of who he is, amen? And then we will know who we are because our identity is in him. Listen, if he can take your destiny in the name of Jesus, but to do that, you need to seek him diligently. And the word says, then you shall be filled. Let there be a diligence of seeking him like never before in this hour. Let us begin to cry out to Abba Father so that we can ask, what must we do, Father God? We do see that, oh my God, today there is victory in the atmosphere for the body of Christ. The Lord God is totally overturning, oh my God, today, turning around, my God, legislation and laws and mindset in the name of Jesus. But we need to cry out to Abba Father even ever the more. Let the nations of this world and the nations of your people begin to cry out to you, Father God, not seeking our own vengeance, not seeking our own rights, not seeking our own theologies, our own doctrine, but what is the word of the Lord saying regarding the matter? Let us seek his ways. Let us come into the will and knowledge of who you are and who you are in him through his word. Let the word of God, I love to say this, the word of God is our kingdom compass. You know, he again has given us dominion and authority. Let us take our rightful place in the earth realm, people of God, and do the bidding of the Lord. And as you give yourself to surrender and submit to his will for your life, amen. As you, he will give you the ability to bind and to loose, to reject, hallelujah, and veto, hallelujah, to come into agreement with and come out of agreement with some things. You, him, and I, together, as one, just as Jesus said, Father, I wish that they would be one as you and I are one, hallelujah. We have been engrafted in, glory to God. And you have been given the right to ban, to overturn, to subdue, my God, today, to alter, to disagree with every plot, plan, and scheme of the enemy. Hallelujah. Because he has given us the ability through his word. I will keep stressing that. It's not in our own power, not by might, not by power, but by thy spirit, Lord God. It has to be him in us. Amen. Glory to God. But he has given us the ability, people of God, to change our environment. I know that to be true because we have a perfect example of a prophet who made a declaration and the weather changed, glory to God, and there was a famine in the land. And then he made another declaration and there was rain. And we have another man of God who had the sun stand still for him to defeat his enemy. So, you know, I believe that our God is supernatural. I do. Amen. In our natural mind, we would never be able to comprehend those things, but only through the Spirit of God. And so now I pray because of this great victory, amen, I pray now for the children, amen, and for all of us, because we're all children of God. So I pray as your children, Father God, as those who have been called by your name, that we come in agreement with your will for our lives. We come in agreement with the word of God. For what you have said, Father God, you, hallelujah, have written it 2,000 years ago, and it is our blueprint. Let no man come against it as you are demonstrating that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. You will have no idols before you. Amen. Because your word will never return unto you void. Amen. It is a word that is written in the constitutional book of heaven. Glory to God. And God and the earth have to respond to the constitutional written book, amen, of heaven. Listen, he will always honor his word. And so, Father, whatever the constitutional rights of heaven speak, let us agree with it. Let us be not divisive in the name of Jesus. Let us not fusion. Let us not be argumentative, my God, today and causing separatism. Let us not be disdain, Lord God. Let us not help rivalries, and let us be settled and established according to your word in our spirit that the word of God is true. And because you have spoken it, hallelujah. Lord God, let no man overturn what you have said. Hallelujah. But by one woman did even Roe versus Wade come into place. And by one voice, God himself, hallelujah, you made an overturn out of chains. So, Father God, I pray. You said one can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000. Father, I pray that as we stay in the place of obedience through intercession and prayer, being upon the wall and being, hallelujah, what you have called us to be, we will see and we will be the ones that will hear your voice, and the voice of a stranger we will not follow in the name of Jesus. We will be the ones operating from the gate of heaven in the name of Jesus, seated in heavenly places with you, Father God, as you have given us divine jurisdiction and authority in this earth. You said, I have given earth to man. And so, Father God, I pray that we, as men and women of God, begin to stand up at the gate, oh my God, today. Father God, particularly our men, and anything that is illegal, anything that is illegitimate, anything that is a snare, anything, hallelujah, that is a deficit, anything that is a target, or anything that defiles the jurisdictions, the laws, and the commandments of God. Father, we pray that you are the God of the veto. Hallelujah. You are the God of the veto. You said vengeance is yours. Hallelujah. And you will vindicate your children from every arsenal, every attack, every strategic, diabolical assignment of the enemy. Father God, you over and over and over again, you will protect us. You will fight on our behalf in the name of Jesus. You said the weapons are going to be formed. We see that. But because of you, they will not prosper. So I thank you, Father God, because you have already shown yourself as a vindicator. You have already shown yourself as the one, Jehovah Gabor, my God today, the mighty God that stands between both heaven and earth, and being the mediator through your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, making intercession for us, being already in position, hallelujah, with your groaning and your travailing, Lord God. We thank you for this day, hallelujah, that did not come by accident or incident, hallelujah. You are never, hallelujah, taken by surprise. But Father God, it was already destined and written. For you said, I know the plans that you have for your children in the earth. So Father God, I pray that the plans of God will be full with your protection in the days to come. I pray for our lives and the lives of our children, your daughters and your sons, your youth, Father God. You said it is better for us to put a millstone around our neck than to hurt your little ones. Father, I pray that you already know, hallelujah, the plans that the enemy has in place, hallelujah, or who he's trying to destroy, and particularly this attack against our youth. He's trying to hurt them, trying to put them in sex trafficking, trying to abuse them, misuse them, abandon them, reject the little ones. Oh, my God, today. But, Father God, you deal with them as you would deal with the milestone, the millstone around their necks in the name of Jesus. Bring them to a place of repentance is my prayer. Father, I pray for the anointing of conviction upon those that are trying to hurt our children, trying to suffocate them, trying to drown them, trying to beat them, trying to abandon them or reject them, trying to rob them of their identity, their joy, their love, their hope, Father God, in you in the name of Jesus. I pray for this nation, Lord God, of our children, your babies, your unborn babies, your born babies, Father God, the children in the school, the children in elementary from middle school to high school, and I plead your blood over them. I pray for your divine protection in this season, Father God, that you hide them under the shadow of your wings, that you carry them into the place of safety. And Father, every sex trafficker, every perverted pedophile, Lord God, every person that is out in this world trying to corrupt, trying to rob the identity of your babies, Father, I pray that there would be a stiff penalty that will be imposed upon them. Hallelujah. We read the legislation will begin to, hallelujah, be imposing stiff penalties for those who are trying to hurt our children. I pray, Father, that every place that they are trying to sex traffic or use children as a level of idolatry, a level of sacrifice, blood sacrifices, life sacrifices, that they are using the children for sacrificial offerings. Father, I pray that you will locate the bunkers in the name of Jesus. You will locate the hidden beds in the name of Jesus. You will locate them in their alleys. You will locate them, Lord God, in the low places, the places they build their houses, their mansions, their castles that they are using, Father God, to chain up children, to annihilate children, to have perverted acts with children. Father, I pray that you will move by your spirit and the angels of the Lord begin to do supernatural, hallelujah, spiritual mapping and locate these places and uncover their wickedness in the name of Jesus. I pray that they will not be comfortable, Father God. Let them be exposed. Let them be dealt with, hallelujah, in a way, Father, that will cause them to be confined conviction in their hearts and turn away from this wickedness in the name of Jesus. Father God, overturn the malice in their souls that is devising evil and wicked scams and partitions against the children of this nation and the children of this world, my God. Father, I pray that you will begin to move by your spirit and bring them to a place of justice. Bring the children to justice. Remove the spirit of fear from the mothers, oh my God, today who are afraid and feel that they are not capable to be able to carry their children in this world, that are dealing with rejection, that are dealing with pain, that are dealing with brokenness, that are dealing with despair. Father God, you said in your word you would never leave them nor forsake them. So I pray that they will feel the pulling, oh my God, the pulling of your love, of your spirit upon their heart, Father God, that you, Father God, hallelujah, will let them know that you are for them and not against them. And know, Mama Celebrosia, that you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end of them. And again, that the plan that you have for them is for good and not for evil. You will carry them through the pressure. You will carry them, oh God, through the life that seems to swallow them up. You will carry them through the pain. You will carry them through the sorrow, Father God. For you said, with you all things are possible. There is a possibility. There is hope. Hallelujah. There is more than enough. There is sufficiency, Father God, in the name of Jesus. More than they could possibly comprehend or understand. I know that the enemy wants to blind the eyes of their understanding, Lord God, but I pray that you will open the eyes of their understanding that they may know that you are God and that you are more than enough. You are the all-sufficient one. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are their provider. They don't have to wonder how will they, when will they, where will they. They just have to trust and know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above everything that they are ever asking for, even what they ever thought about, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know you will not leave them in Hades. You will not allow their soul to be found in Sihon, my God, today. But God, you will bring them out. You will bring them out of the miry pit in the name of Jesus, the pit of their soul. You will pick them up out of the ground, and you will turn their life around in the name of Jesus. You will bring them into a place where you plant them, Father God. You will plant them in your word. For you told Peter, I'm going to call you to be planted, and you will be a rock. Father, I pray now that your sons and your daughters will see themselves on a solid foundation, the rock of the foundation of Jesus Christ, the rock of deliverance. Oh, my God, today, the rock of salvation, the rock of truth, and that they will not be stagnated. They will not be stifled. They will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, but choose to walk in the fullness of who you are with their obedience. Every word that is coming through the canals of darkness, coming through the canals of manipulation, coming through the canals of lies, my God, today. But we know who the father of lies is. He's been a liar from the beginning. Father God, refute the lie. We cancel the lie. Because you said there is more with us than that which is against us. And so, Father, I pray. This is not the time for man's heart to be hardened, but to turn their hearts to you. Turn their face to you, Father God. I pray that this is the time that they will turn their eyes to you and look upon you. You told John, I want to show you some things. Father, let us look into the eyes of faith now. Not into the eyes of the natural, but the eyes of the spirit. Not into the eyes of our emotions or our feelings, but let us look unto you and let us see you high and lifted up, and let us see your glory fill the temple of our lives. Because you are the temple. Hallelujah. You are the temple that dwells within us, within our hearts, making a dwelling in our hearts. And so the temple of the Holy Ghost abides in us. Father, I pray now that as you fill these temples of hearts that are heavy right now, that are broken right now, feeling desperate, feeling despair, that have questions. God, what do I do now? Father, let them be patient and wait upon you. For you said you would renew their strength. You would mount them up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. Father, I pray that your sons and your daughters will know that God, you are able and that you are with them. You will not suffer their foot to be moved. You will not allow the pestilence to destroy their lives. You will not allow the arrow that comes by night, nor will you allow the deceitfulness of men to come nigh them, Lord God. Father, I thank you that they will believe the report of the Lord. You said you would stretch out your hands and protect us and cover us. My, I pray, Lord God, I pray that it is your report, not the report of man, nor the report of the will of man, nor of the report of presidents or legislators or political campaigns, but it is the report of heaven responding to the earth. It is the report of God that is speaking. And just as you spoke to Hannah, these are thinking that it was the end of her. Oh my, that she was at the end of her rope. My God, thinking that she could not conceive and bear a child. But yet You blessed her. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for being the interventor. Hallelujah. You intervene. We will not be left destitute. We will not be made ashamed. We will not be left without resources, my God, today, in the name of Jesus. You said through your word, Father God, that we could trust you in all of our ways. You said that we could lean upon you in everything. In all of our ways, we do lean upon you and acknowledge you, Father God. We look not to the left or to the right. Hallelujah, but we look to the hill of the Lord. And Father God, we come to the hill, Father God, so that we can get our hands and our hearts pure before you, right before you. That we have to be in a posture of righteousness so that we can walk in obedience and so that we can walk in a blessed place. Our minds right before you, our conscience right before you, so that you can saturate us with your presence. We come to the hill of the Lord. Father, purify the hearts of men. Make us pure. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Remove our stony hearts. Amen. Remove our stubbornness in the name of Jesus. Give us a new heart. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Give this nation a new heart in the name of Jesus. Give us a new heartbeat, the heartbeat of faith, the heartbeat of hope, the heartbeat of love, the heartbeat, my God, today, that exemplifies the fruit of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we are indeed in a new place in this season. You said, behold, I will do a new thing. You, that you are doing something new. The old, hallelujah, this old is passing away and you are doing something new. And when we don't know it, people of God, he knows all things. If we are abiding in him, he will reveal those things to his servants. Amen. And but one thing is for certain, we know that it will work together for our good. But Lord, if I were to say anything in the closing of this prayer, we have been called according to your purpose, according to your word, Father God. I thank you that you will give us wisdom and understanding in this climate. Amen. I pray that the wind of the new, amen, will rest upon us. I pray that we will walk in newness. We believe the newness. We progress in newness. We develop, hallelujah, newness in the name of Jesus as we live in faith and obedience to this newness, Father God. I thank you, hallelujah, that you're overturning the old things, hallelujah, and that you are bringing forth the new. And the manifestation of that will be that we will indeed walk in the unity of the faith. We will indeed, hallelujah, be epistles read of men. We will indeed demonstrate and manifest your glory. We will indeed be one as you and the Father are one, Lord Jesus. So set us now to live and walk, hallelujah, in this newness, Holy Spirit. I believe the Spirit of the Lord is saying, it is my Spirit in you that will achieve this. And people of God, do not get in the way of the Spirit of God in what he is doing in this hour. It is his Spirit in you that achieves the peace, the joy, the righteousness, sanctification. There is no better way to live than that. In the name of Jesus, because we are indeed in the last hour of the church, people of God, and we must be about doing the things that are pleasing to our Father as he is manifesting it day by day. Bring us to this newness of faith in him, this newness of walking in complete obedience in him, this newness of surrendering and submitting to him completely in the name of Jesus. Well, I pray, Abba Father, that the words that have been released, amen, in the atmosphere to those that are presently here and those that will listen to the rebroadcast, hallelujah, that they will experience the manifestation of this newness that you are overturning, hallelujah, the plans of the enemy, and that there will be a great manifestation of your power and your presence. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing this, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is your host, Apostle PD, along with our producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim. And we want to say thank you again for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. I pray the Lord will continue to bless you. I mean that with all sincerity, that he will bless you and continue to enlarge your borders and territories in the mighty name of Jesus. Please join us, amen, not next Saturday, but the following Saturday, because next Saturday is, of course, the 4th of July weekend, amen. But at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, amen, and that will be July the 9th for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elations Radio, and I wish you a great rest of your day. And Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer, thank you so much for the opportunity and for this platform for the kingdom of God. May the Lord God continue to use you greatly. Now please close us out. Shalom, everyone. I love you.
My sinful ways have caused you so much pain. Doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I ask the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you would provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my spirit, please renew.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I need a healing touch from you. Feels like I'm so deep in
and I ask myself the question.
I ask myself,
can he really, really love?
Can he love me? Hold me in my integrity. Change my heart.
will never run dry.
All you have to simply say is, Lord, change my heart.
Say it again.
Lord, change my heart.
I know that you can.
Lord, change my heart.
But I wonder if you will.
Lord, change my heart.
I messed up for so long.
Lord, change my heart.
And so many times I've been wrong.
Lord, change my heart.
I wonder if there's any more mercy.
I wonder
if there's any more grace. I wonder if there's any more patience. Lord,
change my heart.
As I lay before your face.